Francis, we're so excited. It is year three of Feds Feed Families. It's part of the President's United We Serve campaign. And, you know, we have blown through every goal we have set for the past 2 years. This is year three, so we're up at the ante, and our goal this year is 2 million pounds. I think we're going to make it.
Are you doing things differently at all this year?
Well, we're having a really heavy emphasis this year outside of the Washington, D.C. area. As you know, we've done a great job in D.C. The federal employees here in the region have really stepped up. They've contributed incredibly generously and have helped put food on empty food shelves during a critical time when, you know, people aren't thinking about food banks. They aren't thinking about contributing one during the summer months. And so, sadly, their donations, you know, are at a crimp. And so feds have stepped up to be a bridge here during the summer. And it's worked so well here in D.C. that we're going to try to roll this out in every major metropolitan area across the country this year. And so we already have over 40 agencies signed up and who are going to be working with us across the country. The federal executive boards and our Chief Human Capital Officers Council have all signed up. And our two lead agencies this year are agriculture, who was our biggest contributor last year, and the Department of Defense are going to be is our other partner this year. So I think the stars are aligned for great success. And for our big-hearted federal employees to once again make a huge contribution that will help their communities.
Now, last year, one of the things that drove success and also created some fun and camaraderie at the agencies was the competitions. Are you going to bring that back this year?
Oh, yeah. Well, in fact, yeah, we just had the launch here at the Capillary Food Bank, and Kathleen Merrigan, the Deputy Secretary at Agriculture, laid down the challenge. She said, you know, last year we challenged everybody, and we beat everybody. And she says, so I'm reissuing the challenge, and she says, I invite Defense, VA, and Homeland to try to take away the crown. But she says we're gonna take on all comers, and so it was great. And I think they're going to give everyone a run for their money. They're a tough agency, and they do a great job.
I think I hear an element of bring it on there, if I'm not mistaken.
There was definitely a bring it on, and DOD responded. Pat said, okay, it sounds like a prize fight. We're in the game, and we're in to win. So Pat Tamburino, who is a great Archico over at DOD, is going to be leading the effort there and is going to do a great job, I know.
What are you doing to create incentives to make sure that the employees know the importance of this and really get involved?
Well, one of the things is we're really going to be pushing the education out through our federal executive boards and through the agency leadership. But, you know, people, I think now in year three, have a good idea of just how important this is. They've seen, the way that this has really helped keep their food banks and food on the shelves during these critical summer months. You know, because kids, you know, so many kids rely on the school lunch and school breakfast program that when summer comes, they don't have that. And so in many ways, the need is greater during the summer months. And the supply is shorter. So this is a way where we're trying to meet that, and we're working hard on that. We're also going to try to have some fun with this, quite frankly, Francis. I think, you know, it is summertime. We can have a little lighter approach. And so we're going to be challenging our employees to also come up with creative ideas we can do. You know, last year, Energy had a contest, which was a dunk tank, and I was in the dunk tank.
Oh, I remember that.
So we'll see. I volunteered my services again. Whatever it takes, whatever we need to do to help, I'll be there. And I've an idea that's cooking, and I don't want to get too far ahead of it, but I think we may have our own American Idol campaign coming along here.
Oh.
So more to come, but be ready.
All right, I'll be standing by waiting to hear about that, Director. Tell me, though, about the value of movements like this, of efforts like this, not just to get food for people who need it, but also to create that camaraderie at the agencies, especially at a time where the federal employee feels maybe like there aren't a whole bunch of people on their team at this point.
Well, you know, I think it's an important opportunity for us. You know, federal employees are amongst the most generous people in our country, and they prove that year in and year out through the combined federal campaign. which has raised over $6 billion. We're approaching $7 billion here in the 50th year of the combined federal campaign that has supported, you know, thousands of charities around the country. I think the other thing that's important to remember, Francis, is, you know, only 15% of our federal employees are in the Washington metropolitan area. 85% of them are all across the country. And this is an opportunity for them in their communities to make a huge difference, because where they contribute the food stays. So we're working with the food networks across the country and food banks all across the country so that, you know, there's not a lot of trucking going on. We can keep where the food is donated, the food is used, and it's a way to really give back to their communities. And so I think it's an opportunity for communities to learn just what a great part of their community their federal employees are, and it's a great opportunity for all our employees to pitch in, especially in so many of the hard-hit areas. You look at the Mississippi River states that are, you know, dealing with floods this year. You're looking at the tornadoes that have devastated Missouri and Alabama. You know, these communities need help, and this will be one avenue we can step up and help.
Yeah, the effort is launched, and Memorial Day weekend's a good chance to go out and buy some stuff and bring it in on Tuesday, right?
Anything people bring in, we just ask it to be non-perishable, you know, so that, you know, the canned goods or the dry goods, and we'll be collecting it at agencies. We'll take it any day at every agency, and then we'll be rounding it up, on a weekly and monthly basis. So whenever you remember to bring it in, just bring it. We'll take it from June 1st through August 31st.